At the Pentagon, a controversy that appeared settled several months ago is returning to the forefront. In February, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld closed the Pentagon's new Office of Strategic Influence after press reports suggested the office might engage in disinformation as part of an effort to sway international public opinion. Supporters of the office had argued that the fight against terrorism should include techniques from what's known as information warfare. Critics said the initiative could backfire. As NPR's Tom Gelton reports, the debate continues.
When the Office of Strategic Influence was created, U.S. leaders were worried about what seemed to be a rising tide of anti-Americanism, especially in Muslim countries. Pentagon officials saw how, in the information age, rumor as well as fact could spread instantaneously and with devastating effect. The Office of Strategic Influence, or OSI, was meant as a central base for efforts to promote the U.S. cause. But the project was derailed almost as soon as it got established. Critics inside the Pentagon reported that OSI officials were considering some covert activities, secretly planting news items with foreign media, for example. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld claimed the office never seriously intended to mislead the news media, but on February 26th, he said the OSI would discontinue operations anyway.
The office has clearly been so damaged that it's clear to me that it could not function effectively. So it's being closed down.
But the announcement may have been premature. According to a senior defense official, there is still, quote, a major fight inside the Pentagon over whether the Office of Strategic Influence should be resuscitated, perhaps under a new name. The debate is fueled on both sides by an awareness of how important information has become in this era. Charles Borchini, a retired Army colonel who specialized in psychological and information operations, says the field is rapidly evolving, with lots of disagreement over where it should go.
I think after September 11th, within the Defense Department, they looked closer at information operations and all those different tools that make it up. And I think it just, September 11th just helped the Defense Department move this thing of IO down the road a little bit more to make it be what those who are advocates of information operations really believe and feel that it can be.
The most enthusiastic advocates believe information operations should include what's sometimes called perception management. An IO cell in a military unit could put out hints that would confuse the enemy about the unit's military plans. Some officials who supported the Office of Strategic Influence pointed out that deception techniques such as this have long been used in the military. But P.J. Crowley, a former Air Force public affairs officer and later a White House spokesman, says Pentagon officials who advocated these deceptive maneuvers were naive.
They at least suggested that there was a way of injecting disinformation on the other side of the world and not having it come back to haunt you. And yet we all know that if you put out a story in Pakistan, for example, the only question is how many hours will it take for that story to migrate back to the United States?
IO advocates say it's the critics who are naive. America's adversaries, they say, are using propaganda so skillfully these days that military conflicts can now turn on the basis of how a war is perceived to be going. Daniel Keel, who teaches information warfare strategy at the National Defense University, points to the way Serbian authorities manipulated war coverage during the Kosovo conflict and how Taliban officials did the same in the Afghanistan war.
There is no way that we can ignore this development. Anyone that tries to will just be handing over the battle space to the adversary.
Keel does not advocate manipulating news coverage, but he does say military commanders should work proactively to make sure the American side of a war story gets heard. The skepticism comes largely from professional public affairs officers in the military who've seen their responsibility as one of keeping the American public informed. Again, P.J. Crowley.
When information operators think about information warfare as a battle space, ultimately they start to focus on the media briefing studio. They focus on CNN. They focus on the radio. And that's the dilemma. As soon as you see mass media as a tool of warfare, you're starting down a slippery slope that ultimately erodes your ability to communicate to your own people.
The debate over the proper role of information operations, far from being settled last February, is just now coming to a head. Secretary Rumsfeld's defense planning guidance, distributed to Pentagon program planners, calls for a policy study of the proper role of information operations and how the field should be distinguished from traditional public affairs activities. Says one official, a lot is hanging on what the policy folks decide. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.